Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Gino Damari coming up in about 15 minutes. And then Danny Ramirez from Top Gun will talk about his love of the University of Miami. Someone who has no shortage when it comes to a love affair, that's for sure, with the University of Miami. My broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr. DBJ, good evening. How are you?
How are you, Joseph? I'm glad to catch up with you. You've been flying all over the Atlantic Coast Conference, beating up on everybody in basketball. You having fun?
Yeah, it's been a blast. Yeah. Seven in a row.
I know it.
Went to your favorite place, Bleaksburg, the other night, and silenced them a little bit. That was fun.
Yeah, well, as long as you got to see their color commentator, he's a good man.
Yeah, I saw Mike Burnup. Then my favorite part of the trip, not really my favorite part of the trip, rolled into the driveway about 3 a.m. So that would not be your favorite part.
No, I wouldn't. No, because I'd only get 2 hours sleep and start all over again. But
that's right.
But yeah. the good news is that you hit the door at 3 a.m. with a victory, and that's what's important.
That's right. We're about 8 days from spring football. We have three new coaches officially, probably two more here in the very near future. Miami goes with Shannon Dawson. Coach Cristobal tabs Shannon Dawson from Houston as his offensive coordinator. He comes from that air raid offense of tree. Dana Holgorsen, the coach at Houston. Of course, Holgorsen was a disciple of Mike Leach. And Shannon Dawson put up some big numbers last year at Houston. I was not only looking at the points per game, interested in that, but also third down conversions. Your thoughts on the new offensive coordinator, Shannon Dawson?
Well, Joe, I like the first thing I looked at in true transparency is how did they run the football? And they ran it well. They ran it about 45% of the time last year. And for a true air raid guy, that number is usually about 25%. So he realizes that he is committed to the run, and I think that's very, very important to, you know, for balance and time of possession. And the other thing that I was impressed with is, you know, he's open to using the tight end. Those are almost non-existent in the true, you know, air raid style. So I think it's more of a hybrid, and he was raised under the right people. I mean, you know, you mentioned Hal Mumme. You know, he was there, and he was at West Virginia and Southern Miss. And when he was with Mumme at Kentucky, you know, in the two, I guess it was 3 and 4, he did a great job. And it's a quarterback-friendly offense. I think he's going to incorporate, you know, the running backs in the passing game. And, you know, they're searching for first downs, but never, ever, ever turn down a big play. So, you know, the guy's had a lot of experience recruiting all over the country. And as we said, he spent some time in the state of Texas the last 4 years. And, you know, that's a fertile ground that Miami attacks. You know, this is a national program under Coach Cristobal as far as recruiting goes. And, you know, look at the last 4 years at the University of Houston, 13th in the nation if you combine, you know, everything over those 4 years with 87 touchdowns. So he's about scoring points, and I think that's a big, big deal.
It's funny. You looked at the running numbers. I looked at third and then fourth down. And,
right.
You know, in today's football, people go for it on fourth down. Now, as we call a game, when my team is going to go for it on fourth down, I look through splayed fingers. But when the other team is going for it on fourth down, I'm worried, right? But that's the way you play today, is you go for it on fourth down. Not more often than not, but pretty close.
Yeah, and I think that's going to continue to.
And he went for it. You know, he had a high conversion rate on those money downs.
Yeah, he's He was very, very impressive to me in his overall package. And I think it's important for Miami that they continue to be aggressive offensively. And, you know, I've been fortunate. I've been going out to these fourth quarter drills and been at least once a week. And it's you can see a more mature football team, a football team that understands what the expectations are now in year two. But you also see Coach Dawson out there and the type of personality he has and Coach Guidry too. And, you know, these guys are high energy guys, and that's what their offense and their defense is going to be. They're going to be high energy.
All right, defensive coordinator is Lance Guidry, comes from Marshall, and very innovative is his reputation. And the offensive coordinator is about putting points on the board. The defensive coordinator has been about getting off the field on third down and having an answer for the spread offense.
Yeah, he's seen a bunch of it. His numbers were really off the chart for the last couple of years at Marshall. Last year, you know, again, I go right to the rushing defense, and he was, you know, fifth in the nation, giving up only 93 yards a game. He was 16th in the nation in sacks and did extremely well on third down. So, you know, he brings that 4-2-5 look, which fits Miami very, very well. And he's got a feeling for South Florida because he spent a year or two, I believe, at FAU, like 2020 or something like that, and was very, very successful everywhere he's been. And, you know, Joe, when you meet him, you talk about a guy that's had a bunch of coffee before he starts his day. You know, his energy level's up there as well. But he had Marshall with elite numbers, and that's not always with elite players. And that tells me that the guys are buying in, and it's a team defense. And I think that's very, very important, that you're able to create a defense where everybody is successful and extremely productive, not only getting to the quarterback, but stopping the run. And then, of course, you know, third down is a huge down for any defense.
Did you see this? College football is discussing rule changes. And one of them is that they will no longer stop the clock on first downs, except with 2 minutes to go in the game. You know, when you get a first down, the clock stops. And I say, well, that adds about a half an hour to the game. But they say it's not about time. It's about how many plays are added. It's adding about 18 more plays per game. So they're concerned with the tempo offenses and all the first downs that college kids with the amount of games are playing too many plays. Whatever it is, I agree with it.
You know, I
stand the entire game.
Huh?
I said I stand the entire game. I think they need, just for that, they need to shorten it.
I mean, if we just go back and we look at some of these bowl games, but let's just go to the playoffs. I think there's some pretty darn good football being played the way it's being played. And I'd just be very careful of what you're tinkering with.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what you're wishing for, but you better be careful. And, you know, the playoffs were fantastic and it was exciting. Now the championship game, you know, Georgia grabbed a hold of that opponent and squeezed the life out of them. But that's not surprising either. But, you know, the two games before the finals were as good as you're ever going to ask for. So, you know, if you're going to tinker with it, just be careful, because you got a pretty darn good product right now, and I would not like to see that get disrupted.
I think it's a minor tweak of the game that just the clock is going to stop with, you know, when you get to 2 minutes at the end of each half, and you're still going to have your timeouts, but in the first quarter, I don't see why the clock has to stop all the time. But we'll see.
I'm about getting it done sooner, not later. So whichever way it gets
it would speed the game sooner. It would speed the game up. We wouldn't have, you know, college football is great. It doesn't need a lot of different tweaks. No. And maybe this is, you know, maybe other people don't feel the same. But I do think that some of these games drag on to 4 hours, 4 hours and 10 minutes. You throw in all the reviews, and the games are dragging on. So maybe they tightened it up a little bit. The game would be even better.
Yeah, I'm with shortening the game. I really am. I'm, you know, they do a good job in the NFL of getting those things right about where they're supposed to, and I think that could help the college game. I mean, it, you know, if you're the road team, it helps them in a bigger way. But you know, people lose interest, and I just like it closer to the 3:30 mark than pushing that 3:30 to 4.
That'd be fine.
I don't.
They could clear up the targeting.
4 hour college game.
They could clear up the targeting rule. That would help also. Okay, a couple of days away, as I mentioned, from spring football. Give me your top three things that maybe Mario Cristobal is going to zero in on.
Well, you know, Joe, you've got to get some playmakers at wide receiver. I mean, there's really no ifs, ands, or buts about that. I think, you know, there was a lot of injuries and a lot of health issues on this football team last year. And it affected the record. I mean, we went through almost, I think we actually had four centers snap the football. But you start narrowing it down, Miami's got to find that big play wide receiver. They have some way, somehow, some way that they've got to get a guy that can attract at least some double coverage, and that'll open up some other things. So I think the receiver's going to be looked at, especially now with Coach Dawson's new offense. And you know, we need to, on the offensive side, I'm about figuring out, you know, making sure our quarterback is healthy and is productive and can grasp this offense. And I believe he'll grasp it immediately because there's going to be a lot of crossover from what he had 2 years ago. And I think that some of that will go into play. And you'll have to forgive me here, but the offensive line that they brought in – I hope I'm there the first day of practice you go to, because I want to see your face, not my face. I want to see your face when you get introduced to the pancake honcho and you get introduced to these guys, because and then the Cohen kid that transferred in from Alabama and then Lease, the new center. I want to see your face when you say, what are these NFL guys doing in Hurricane uniforms? Because this freshman class and these incoming offensive linemen are a beautiful sight. But
well, you know, I've been banging the drum for a bigger team.
Joe, you got it. you got it on the line, the offensive line of scrimmage. Coach Cristobal and Coach Mirabal, you can tell this was like, these guys were hand-picked to come down here, and they're great, great kids. So it's going to be exciting. And then the portal helped them as well. And defensively, Joe, I think, you know, I'm always about making sure that defensive tackle spot is impressive. And, you know, you've got to get that squared away. But I think really the linebacker position's got some questions too, you know. And they brought in the offensive lineman has a brother that came in from Washington State, and he's a big physical specimen and looks like he's going to help. And, you know, there's a lot of questions, to be honest with you. When you come off a 5-7 team season, there's a heck of a lot of questions, and this is going to be a very, very important spring. And we've got to replace Will Mallory, which is not going to be easy. And, you know, you hope that you get through spring healthy. But more importantly, you hope that you've got an understanding of your depth, and I think that's important. And the off season, and then the beginning of the preseason, you can start narrowing some positions down. But there's going to be a lot of competition.
Well, we're getting closer to where in the pregame, I don't look over at you and Vic and say we just lost the weigh-in.
Yeah, no, you know what? I know who. There's let me see, 5-7. I think we're up to about 7 to 10 guys, not all on that offensive line, that you can send off the bus first. So we've made a lot of progress on the eyeball test. And I just make sure I'm there with you, and I'll hold your hand after you when I walk you up to introduce you to them all.
All right, it's a date. Maybe I'll see you Saturday. You know, that team from the North is coming in here on Saturday to play us in basketball.
Well, Joe, Priscilla and I are going to be at that football game. I mean, at that basketball game, and I'm trying to get Ed Hudak and his wife to go with me. We're breaking out all these old Hurricanes to root on Miami against Florida State.
All right. Well, it's been great fun so far. 15-0 at home. Got to keep that going, and look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
I'll see you Saturday, Joe, and thank you. Enjoy the evening.
All right, that's Don Bailey Jr. Joining us on the show. I'll tell you who we will see on Saturday. Gino DeMario, number one. I'll see him tomorrow, and he's going to be on the show next. So stay tuned for Gino DeMario. We'll see him Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for baseball. But also on Saturday, we'll see Ed Williamson and his lovely wife, Carol. You can see them on Saturday also. Stop by the dealership. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle in a new GMC from Williamson Buick GMC. New GMC vehicles are arriving every single day at Williamson, including on Saturday, like the new GMC Yukon. With plenty of room for the entire family, Yukon would look lovely showing up at the Wasco Center in a Yukon. The new Yukon allows you to ride in style and comfort. It makes a bold statement wherever you go. Cover work and play with the new GMC Canyon or the Sierra. These trucks feature bold styling, the latest technology, all with the toughness to get the job done. And to get your new GMC, visit Williamson's beautiful facility. It's very easy to find on US 1, 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. You can go online also and take a look at all these beautiful vehicles at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle. Experience car buying like never before from your premier GMC dealership, Williamson Buick GMC. We are professional grade.